Yeah, exactly. So I think it was very apropos there because honestly, Dafka talked about the taking questions from tests, because Dafka has to do with our question today. The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, "Lo'sa shakru ish ba'miso." A person shouldn't have any lies, any type of sheker between him and his fellow man. What was the shal asked of Zorbistin? Anyone here have dogs? Good, because it's not such a pasuk thing. That's not for now. The shal is as follows: someone came to Zorbistin and asked and showed him this beware of dog sign. Beware of dog sign in my chutzar, in my courtyard. He said, Rebbe, is this mutter? I said, what do you mean it's a mutter? He's like, Rebbe, I have this beware of dog sign, but I don't have a dog. So if Zubasin says, so why do you have the sign up? Why do you have the sign up? He said, because I'm sometimes afraid of the ganavim around and the chevra around my house. You know, sometimes there's a lot of things that go around. So to scare them away, I'm going to put this beware of dog sign on, and hopefully that'll scare them away. You know, sometimes ganavim are afraid of, they're not afraid of police, but they're sometimes afraid of dogs. So if they see a dog sign, so am I allowed to do that or not? He said, maybe it's chashash of ganavas das, or maybe it's a chashash of sheker. So you're allowed to put up a beware of dog sign without, if you don't even have a dog, David, if you don't even have a dog. So he says, first off, he says, very interesting shaila, no? So I think it was connected to the not taking the questions from the period before. Baruch Hashem, father's a Baruch Kodesh over here, Baruch Hashem. So the Rambam brings down Hilchos Deos Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Osur la'odem lahading atzma b'divrei chalkus upitu. It's osur for a person to establish himself, to have this seduction. To say something, right? You can't have something. The Isra of Geneva's Das is by saying something with one thing of your heart and one thing with your lips. Basically, you mean something, but you don't really mean it. Ela tocha kavar. Really, whatever you say, whatever comes out of your mouth should be, your inside and outside should be equal. Can you put up a beware of dog sign without having a dog in mind? So therefore, the Rambam says that at the end of the day, a person should stay very, very, very far away from Geneva's Das. Va'afilu mila achas, even one word. Shel pitu if shel Geneva's Das, osur. El asfas emes rirucha nachon v'leiv tar mikol amol v'hava. So a person should be so careful to be emes, so careful to be a truthful person. And he also adds, the Tosefta says in Bava Kama Perek Zayin, there's seven types of Ganovim, seven types of stealers. What's the first type? The first type of Ganovim that the Tosefta brings down in Bava Kama Perek Zayin? Gonev Das Abriel. Someone who takes his knowledge and tries to, like, you try to be able to take Gonev's Das. You're trying to use someone else's, you're taking their mind away. So basically, Zerbasin says there's a big difference between Geneva's Das and what this guy's doing. What's Geneva's Das? Geneva's Das is when I actively try to tell you, hey Josh, you know, I have my Mark McGuire card. I bought it for $100, right? I'll sell it to you for $50. Why is it Geneva's Das? Josh is a good guy, but he doesn't know that Mark McGuire card is not worth $100 because the guy was on steroids, and now it's worth 10 cents because the guy's not going to the Hall of Fame. So Geneva's Das is an actively pursuing. You know what? I want to make some money on Josh because he wasn't born in the 90s and he didn't see Mark McGuire and do all these great things. He doesn't know that the card's worth 10 cents. That's an active pursuit. What's going on here, right? What's going on? He's just removing the potential damage that could potentially be able to harm him, right? Let's see the lashon. What's Geneva's Das? Matarasu he shechaveh or yigma lo kachazdo. I got pretending to you, like, listen, it's $100, but I give it to you for $50. Kesha'em is he shu'atma lo'asa umar shem chesed. I'm not doing you, it looks like I'm doing you a chesed, but it's not really a chesed. Here, I'm just removing, right? I'm not doing anything. There's no Isser of Geneva's Das here, but I'll put it up. Oh, what about Sheker? What about lying? Maybe there's an Isser of Sheker that he's not so truthful. So listen to this. He quotes a Gemara in Yivamas of Kuf Dez Vav Omed Beis, that if you have a Kli that holds fruits, and it says on the Kli, Shanimsa Kosov Al Gabav Truma, it says Truma on top of the Kli. He says the Gemara says the din of the Paris inside is Chulin. Why? Gemara says there, because people, what do people want to do? They want to make sure no one takes my fruits. What are people going to do? They're going to put truma down, put truma on it, but at the end of the day, most of the time, they'll just put truma there, but inside it's not going to be truma. It's not going to be truma. We think, the Gemara says that, we dafka think that the owner dafka put truma, the word truma down, to be able to make sure that no one takes from his food. And therefore, there wouldn't be any chashash of sheker here either, because you're not doing, it's the same thing by the Gemara. You're putting the word truma down, but everyone knows, really inside, okay, you know, sometimes there's a dog, sometimes there's not a dog. Why is this Gemara important? It says someone once asked Rav Yashiv, right after Pesach, so still holding my little bit of Pesach, almost like Omer, still connected. Someone wanted some good matzahs from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. What did he do? What did he write on the case? You want to make sure that the matzahs are full, right? What did he write? He wrote Zuchuchas. This is glass. So when they throw them at the Ben Gurion airport, they're not just throw them around. You just throw them around and everything. So are you allowed to do that? You know what Rav Yashiv said? Rav Yashiv said it's mutter. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said what? Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, we see from the Gemara in Yevamos that it's okay to be able to put, because everyone knows that whether it's glass, whether it's nonsense, careful, fragile, whatever it is, everyone knows that it's truma or it's not truma, or here there might be a dog or it might not be a dog. It's completely not. You're not being over any shikra. At the end of the day, Rav Zurmanson said, even though it's not Kenevan Stas and it's not shekher, you still want to be very, 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 very far away from shekher. So Rabbi Kamenetsky just said before. So at the end of the day, he says, instead of saying beware of dog in the courtyard, just say the beware of dog or dog bites, and you could put a picture of the dog, but you don't have to say anything about the chatzur. But as Hashem Shmizocha, always be truthful in our lives. The more we're truthful in our lives, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu will be truthful. Everything to us, the Rebbe Bezer Hashem Shmizocha.